President, Swaziland warmly welcomes a delegation of Uganda led by the Honorable Minister of Foreign Affairs. We wish to commend the government of Uganda for the methodical and articulate presentation of their report, which sets a positive standard. My delegation is impressed by the meticulous manner in which they have attended to the recommendations by making a number of voluntary pledges in addition to the outcomes of the 2011 review. My delegation recognizes and appreciates the work done by the Ugandan government through the National Action Plan on Human Rights to maintain access to education for all through the provision of universal primary and secondary education, as evidenced by the increased secondary school enrollment figures. The Ugandan Constitution protects the rights of women and children through the domestication of key international and regional human rights instruments, resulting in the passing of the Prohibition of FGM Act and Domestic Violence Act, among others. In this respect, my delegation urges the government of Uganda to redouble efforts to pass the Marriage and Divorce Bill, which has been pending before Parliament for many years and is necessary to increase protection of Ugandan women from discrimination. We wish the delegation of Uganda a successful review and implementation of outcomes. I thank you.